Penguin Random House Audio presents Ball Player by Chipper Jones with Carol Rogers Walton. Read for you by Mark Deakins, with a prologue and epilogue read by the author.
To the people who make up my team every single day, Larry and Lynn Jones, B.B. Abbott, and the queen of my castle, Taylor Jones.
Forward. The first time I saw Chipper Jones play, he was in high school at the Bowles School in Jacksonville, Florida. As general manager of the Braves, I had gone to watch him with Paul Snyder, our scouting director, leading up to the 1990 draft. I told Paul, "Don't show me which one he is." I wanted to try to pick him out. They were doing exercises with their t-shirts on, not in uniform, and I picked him out immediately. It had to be him. He just stood out. He was 6'4", and you could see right away what an athlete he was. He was a smart kid, too. He had a great family upbringing. He had everything going for him, everything. He's just one of those guys who comes along every once in a while. Jim Beacham, our bench coach for a lot of years, used to call guys like Henry Aaron and Willie Mays and Chipper Jones chosen. He was chosen. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest switch hitters that ever played the game. Generally, switch hitters don't hit the same on both sides, but Chipper hit 300 both ways. Other managers used to turn Chipper around and make him hit right-handed. He hit more often left-handed because there were more right-handed starters, so they probably did the right thing.